Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting second. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jackson is thrown out after the base hit. Bando goes all the way around to score. 1 out. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Perry reaches second base with a double. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 0 in the game. Ulander strikes out. 1 out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roseborough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Renick out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donaldson. The throw from Roseborough and he is out, Renick applying the tag. 1 out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munday moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Cater reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Bando moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Perry strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Duncan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris bunts in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. Hunter moves to second. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Hunter scores. Monday moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Rowland now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ullander moves to third. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. Renick hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick misplays the ball. That's an error on Renick. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Munday hits a line drive into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Roseboro moves to second. Frank Castro pinch hits for Rick Renick. Diego Segui now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro takes first base on ball 4. Roseboro moves to third. Quilici moves to second. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Bob Miller. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. Quilici scores. Castro moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to second. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Ron Clark. Lou Krause now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castro scores. Holt scores. Tovar moves to third. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Rollins moves to second. It's Twins, 7, Athletics, 7. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 7. the Athletics will come to bat. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Frank Castro now playing right field. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Ron Peronoski now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for John Donaldson. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields the ball and throws to Peronoski covering. Safe. Odom moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bando bunts towards first. Allison juggles the ball. That's an error on Allison. Odom scores. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.